Good afternoon, everyone. I'd just like to greet everyone in the name of Jesus, all the pastors that are not here, and everyone that's here, all the deacons and everyone. Okay, today my topic is on applying the Bible onto modern day life and how we can use it. Okay, applying the Bible to modern life is a phrase we can often say without knowing what it really means. So what do you mean when we say apply God's word? By applying God's word to you, to your life, is to live the word or act on the word. There's a difference between knowing and understanding the Bible compared to actually applying biblical principles to modern topics and questions. Can we turn to James 1, verses 22 to 25? But be doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. Or he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and preserves, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. There are many different things that you could do or not do that will affect your ability to actually apply God's word. For example, not being filled with the Spirit, never praying, not reading the word and not having faith are some factors hindering you from applying God's word in your life. To know what it means to actually live the word or do what God says or apply God's word to your life, we first must know what the Bible actually says we are to do. Every book in the Bible teaches us what God's principles are and what is required of us. Again, he tells us to do many things specifically. Generally though, I believe everything God tells us to do can fall into this phrase, love God and people for his glory. Can we turn to Matthew 22, verses 36 to 40? Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all law and the prophets. While loving God and people are what we're supposed to do, those are expressions of the most ultimate things we are called to do, which is to glorify God. God made us for his glory, but what does it mean to glorify God? Ultimately, to glorify God means to bear his image. We are made for this glory, as said in Isaiah 43, verse 7. Therefore, we are made in his image. When we sin, we no longer reflect God accurately, and thus we fall short of the glory of God. God's commands are not random. They are reflections of his character. Therefore, when we obey the word of God, we are going to bear God's image because we are going to be reflecting what he does. There are many things the Bible does not directly talk about, such as who to vote for in elections or why we wake up in the morning. With every new generation, there are unique problems and concerns that humans face. Even though the Bible is an ancient text, it does not mean it's not irrelevant for us today. The truths of the scripture never change, but their application is never ending. With every new wave of unique problems and circumstances humans go through, the Bible will always be a supreme authority because the Bible holds the ultimate truth about us. We may be living through different circumstances and issues that when then humans did 100 years ago, but man will always be man. Humans were born sinful, that is why sinful actions are produced, and therefore every human is in need of being born again through the grace and gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you.